Takes note of the information provided on the main outcomes of the 11th meeting of the UNECE Steering Committee on Education for Sustainable Development, advancing the preparation of the segment on education for sustainable development at the conference. P. Takes note of the list of documents for the conference, also welcomes the draft information note on mapping of the environment subprogram processes and activities that support countries in achieving the SDGs prepared by the ECE Secretariat for the conference. Q welcomes the revised draft of the Batumi Action for Cleaner Air, ECE/CEP/S/2016/L5, and approves it as amended during the session for submission to the conference as an outcome to be endorsed. In that regard, invites committee's interested members and observers to submit voluntary commitments to the initiative, preferably by Monday, 9 May 2016. R welcomes the revised draft of the Pan-European Strategic Framework for Greening the Economy, document L4, and adopts it, as amended during the session, for submission to the conference as an outcome to be endorsed. Welcomes the draft Batumi Initiative on Green Economy, Big E, included in annex to the strategic framework. In that regard, expresses its gratitude to Switzerland for its leadership, welcomes the proposed approach for the initiative, and invites committee's interested members and observers to submit voluntary commitments to the initiative, preferably by Monday, 9 May 2016. Further, takes note of the draft list of possible green economy actions to be used as reference only, and invites its members and observers to provide by 21 March 2016 additional examples to be added to the list. Welcomes the fruitful cooperation between ECE, UNEP, OECD, EEA, WHO, and other partners in developing documents for the conference. Approves the draft ministerial declaration as prepared during the session, see annex, for submission to the conference for adoption. I presume this is going to go through the final CEP special session. V. Welcomes the progress achieved in the implementation of the communication plan for the conference and invites countries and other EFE stakeholders to promote actively the conference and participate in the communication activities. Also invites interested countries and organizations to support in-kind and financially some of the communication activities. W. Takes note of the information on the resource requirements for the conference, as well as the information on the resources provided by the host country, and invites countries and other stakeholders to consider the need for resource mobilization to assist both the host country and the Secretariat in preparing the conference. In that regard, expresses gratitude to Norway and Switzerland for their financial contributions, and Luxembourg for the pledge made to support the Secretariat activities under the Environment for Europe process, and asks the host country and the Secretariat to keep the committee and its bureau informed about the progress in funding the conference preparations. X takes note of the information on the side events to be organized on the margins of the conference and recommends to keep the number of side events run in parallel to maximum 5, and the total number to 30, as 6 time slots will be available during the conference. In that regard, welcomes the partnerships in organizing several side events and invites other organizers of the side events with a similar scope and substance to consider partnering with each other with a view to decrease the number of the side events. Y. Invites the committee members and observers to proactively identify and submit to the Secretariat by 14 March 2016 concrete suggestions for private sector representatives that would be interested in participating in the conference. So I will skip the item Z because this hasn't been discussed yet. Item AA takes note of the information provided by the Secretariat on access to financial data during the period of transition to the new United Nations Enterprise Resource Planning System, UMOJA, that was deployed to UNECE in November 2015, as well as the note verbale of 18 February 2016 issued to all permanent missions of ECE member states by the Office of the Executive Secretary, and one expresses concern about the difficulties arising due to UMOJA not being fully operational. Two, requests the Secretariat to provide information on the status of resources in the environment subprogram for the biennium 2014-2015 at the committee's regular session in December 2016 in a format possibly revised, taking into account the features and information available through UMOJA.